Diabetes Breakthrough.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, Mark Phillips, producer of My Ghost Story. Listeners, I gave you the chance in our forums at forum.theparacast.com to ask your questions. Okay, we have a bunch of questions here, and as of the time I checked this message before, it had 13 messages, but since that's unlucky, it's now up to 14 questions. But each, you know, message has multiple questions. Trained observer, the paranormally disenchanted member of the forums since 2010, asks several questions, of which we've had answers so far. But here's one, Mark. Do you have anything to do with Celebrity Ghost Story?
No. No, it's produced by another company. And we are Celebrity Ghost Story's companion piece. It's a pretty good looking show.
So that's the point here. There are different ghost story kind of things, like different programs about paranormal encounters. Are you aware of many of them and how they do their shows?
Well, I'm very aware of how Ghost Hunters does their show. I have a pretty good sense of how Celebrity Ghost Stories is done. Those are the two that I'm most familiar with. I guess I know a bit about Paranormal State because I'm a fan of that show. It's an A&E show. It's kind of an interesting show.
But the question is, Hugh, do you have time to watch anything else since you have this big diet of paranormal shows plus your own work?
Well, I had to stay in touch with a lot of stuff on television. I mean, I don't just produce my ghost story. There are other projects that I'm involved in and developing. And I tend to watch a lot of reality TV. I especially like the transactional shows, stuff like Storage Wars and Auction Hunters on Spike. I think that's a terrific show.
My wife is a fan of House Hunters.
Also a good show.
Okay, we're talking about here, folks, where people go out and they look at a house, and supposedly they choose which house they want to buy among three houses. And the nice thing about it is if you're planning to move to a specific part of the world, you get to see what the homes are like, what the scenery's like. Interesting for that kind of show. So
well,
what
you should tell your wife to watch Celebrity House Hunters, which I believe is either on A&E or Bio. And it's really a pretty cool show, and you know, celebrities—you're following along with a celebrity as they show you the house that they're living in now, and they give you a sense of what they're looking for, and then a real estate agent takes them to three different houses, and by the end of the show, they choose which one they're going
to
buy.
They have to see.
And they're always
great
houses. They're like, you know, houses anywhere from, you know, $2 million to $10 million. I mean, they're pretty cool places.
So, in case you want to build a garage on the second story with an elevator.
Exactly.
Okay, we know that's very important now. I understand that's an important thing now. If you want to be a rich politician, you have to build an elevator on the second floor of your home. But we don't cover politics on the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I just want to, you know, make that clear so people are
well,
not
we cover the politics of the paranormal.
Well, that might be
whether we like to or not. We
Mark,
sometimes forced into it.
So, Mark, is it a challenge? What kind of challenge is it to come up with a season's worth of shows?
The challenge is doing the research properly and having enough time to reach out and find the stories. And you need to find the stories far enough in advance that you can line them up and get them shot quickly and efficiently. And then you got to edit them in such a time frame that you have 20, 30 stories completed before you start stacking them into shows. Because if you watch my ghost story, you'll see that there's always a really cool variety of stories in any one particular show. There'll always be, you know, a story that has tremendous history in it. there'll always be a story that's really freaky. You know, somebody's being scratched and hunted by a demon. There'll always be some kind of a good spiritual story in one, and maybe even a story about an animal. Or so there's always, you know, that's how we try to bring some variety to it. It really makes the show sing.
So basically, you first record the show, the episodes, the specific segments of the episode, and then from your drawer of episodes or your repertory or whatever, you say, you know what, I'm going to balance this out, and we assemble a show from those segments.
Exactly. Okay. Just to give you and your listeners an idea of how we put it together, first of all, we do our research, we find our stories, we find our storytellers. We then fly the storytellers to Los Angeles, and we put them in a studio, and we shoot that interview sit-down portion. And as that is being recorded, one of the producers is making very specific notes about where, when, and how did this story happen. So then once we have that portion of it recorded, and we have the evidence in hand, we then send a field producer out to the location where the story happened, who shoots what we refer to as point of view B-roll, which is all the extraneous material that helps cut it all together. And that B-roll has a very specific style to it that we've developed over the years.
Scenic material, is that what
exactly.
Your B-roll is? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, because we're getting into the inside baseball here, and I want our listeners to understand here. So basically, when you're seeing somebody in the studio and you're recording them, or maybe you hear their voice and you're seeing the scenery of where this happened, the home or whatever, or the surroundings, and you hear their voice is in the studio.
That's correct.
But what they're, or on location, if you're shooting this on location, but you're dubbing in or editing in the surroundings, which is kind of how all TV shows are done. You know, it's not just somebody standing in the haunted house and talking.
No, not at all. Not at all. So, but that,
sure.
if you think about it, we put a lot of bang for the buck on the screen for Bile, because these stories take place all over America. And by the way, that's another, thing that we take into account when we stack the stories into a show, is where they happened. Because it's always great to be popping from Massachusetts to Arizona to California to Alaska to Florida.
So I have to ask you, being that Chris and I live in Arizona, maybe we are near a haunted house. We're living near one.
Well, we've done a few stories in Arizona, but there are just so many stories in Florida and so many stories in West Virginia and Pennsylvania and Massachusetts and New York and Ohio, Illinois. I mean, they're just...
It's all over the world.
It's all over the world, but in terms of the shows that we do, stories that we do in America.
Now, this question is one that probably will have to stretch to our next segment, but here it is. What was the most convincing story that you have heard so far? And you can give us as much detail as you want, refers to an episode or whatever.
Sure. Don't we start it now, or you want to wait for a
while? Why don't we start it now? Because cliffhangers are good. Ask the producers of Hawaii Five-O when they did that series tie-in with NCIS Los Angeles.
Okay, well, then I'll even take you to the cliffhanger.
It's got to be a 40-second cliffhanger.
One of the most compelling stories is a story that takes place. It starts on Staten Island with a New York City Police Department officer who he's been assigned to dig through the rubble of 9/11 for body parts, and then stuff starts to follow him home.
And we'll find out what that stuff is in a moment. I think when stuff wants to follow me home, it might be a bill collector, but there you go. I want to give this special thank you to Blue Sky Music, because they're responsible for the opening and closing theme for the Paracast. That's blueskymusic.com. Once again, blueskymusic.com. We have Mark Phillips with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast. Paracast.
Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Chris O'Brien in a ghostly location, another one of those ghostly locations that he visits and talking to us on the scene, but we're also on the scene from his office anyway. Mark Phillips, producer of My Ghost Story for the Biography Channel. And we were talking about a story here where someone is digging for remains, I take it, Mark, from 9/11, and something starts following him home to Staten Island?
After 9/11, they took all of the debris from the Twin Towers, they took it to Staten Island.
Because they wanted to make Staten Island kind of a dumping ground, and I think people on Staten Island can say other things about that, but okay.
I'm not sure why they took it to Staten Island, but they did take it to Staten Island, and this particular...
Well, they had to hide it somewhere.
This officer, he was assigned to find body parts. And then he started having experiences at home. He would take pictures of them. He had crucifixes, multiple crucifixes on the wall in his kitchen. And his clock would keep stopping at 9:43. I think it was 9:43. I'm trying to remember the exact time. But it was the time when the first plane hit the tower. And it happened over and over and over again. He had all this wonderful evidence, and he was a typical New York City cop, and he'd been a cop all his life, and the experience of what happened on Staten Island in his home finally led him to a heart attack, and he left the force. And he wrote a book about it. It's called Running with the Bulls. I'm trying to remember his name of the author, but your audience might want to look it up. It's quite a good book. He actually brought me an autographed copy of it when he came to Los Angeles. That's one of the stories that really, really stands out in my mind. Another one, because it kind of struck me personally, was this woman. Her son was born in 1977, and her son unfortunately died when I think he was like 9 or 10 years old. And ever since that time, she... has been finding money, and at very important moments in her life, and the money is always 1977. It's either a penny, a nickel, a dime, a quarter, whatever. And I was sitting watching this interview from the control room, and it struck me personally, because I'm always finding money. There's something bizarre. I'm constantly finding money.
Boy, do I wish that happened to me.
And I consider it good luck. It's a superstition.
Yeah, you should be doing workshops.
It's a superstition it's a superstition that was passed on to me by my father, who passed away when I was kind of young. But he always taught me when I find money, to pick it up and put it in my left pocket and leave it in my left pocket for a while, which I do. And then I have a box that I put in. I've got a box filled with change.
By the way, folks, $4 million. He's got $4 million now, right?
So I'm watching this story, and this lady's very compelling storyteller. And I went out to my car to get something. And as I'm coming back into the studio, I notice a penny on the floor, on the ground. I reach down and pick it up, and it's a 1977 penny. I was like, whoa, that's freaky. And when she came out of the studio, I gave it to her, and it slipped her out. She gave me a huge hug. So that's another story that stands out in my mind, just because it affected me personally.
Yeah, I'm saying that your team has really, obviously your researchers have been exposed to some of the more celebrated haunted sites and some not so celebrated. What's your short list for haunted sites in America that you feel give investigators the best chance to really prove that there is some sort of force that that maybe represents some sort of life force after death? What are your favorite haunted sites?
Well, Gettysburg's got to be has got to be the number one. I mean, we've done a number of stories in and around Gettysburg, and some of the evidence out of Gettysburg is just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. So I would say that would probably be the number one. There's another one called the Visalia House, which is where there was a very famous axe murder that took place. There's been a few stories in and around there. I'm trying to remember where it is.
Is that the one in Kansas? Or
no, I think it's in Ohio.
I've heard that.
I'd say but Gettysburg is, if your members of your audience want to go someplace where it's truly trippy, it's got to be Gettysburg.
Trippy.
Trippy.
Now, one of the questions asked by our resident skeptic, we have several resident skeptics. One is Angelo, who's one of the administrators of our forums. He's been around since 2009 in the forums, didn't just appear on this earth. And so here his skeptical question is as follows. With so much advanced technology, why don't we have anything that actually proves ghosts are more than something that maybe we imagine? I think kind of answered some of that already, but do you want to go on with that, Mark?
Well, I mean, there are a number of people who are working on developing imaging techniques to be used in search of the paranormal, and I've seen some of it. We've actually featured some of it on our show. So, I mean, I'm not convinced yet either, so, but I've seen some pretty freaky images taken by, I'm trying to remember, it's a camera that sees in all different dimensions. I'm trying to, the name of it is slipping my mind.
All different dimensions, or
not to,
in terms of frequencies, light frequency from ultraviolet.
Yes, that's right, different frequencies.
Yeah.
Okay, different spectrums of light.
Oh, that's what it's called. It's called a multi-spectrum camera.
Mm-hmm. Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, so that's one kind of development.
The thinking would be is that there's a phenomena occurring outside of the visible portion of the spectrum that we can see.
Outside of the field that the human eye can see, correct?
Right.
Well, that also raises the question here. Can we say then that some of these ghosts can only be seen by some people because they're somehow sensitive to something, or anybody in that location at that time with normal vision should be able to see the same thing?
Well, yeah. As far as we're concerned, it's not a story unless somebody's taking a picture of it or recorded it in some manner.
Mm-hmm. Technology is.
I always come back to that when it comes to my ghost story. That's what makes it such a compelling show. I saw this. This happened to me. I took this picture of it. Wow.
So if we get the Photoshop expert out there who takes your picture, he's not going to find anything.
We have Photoshop experts on staff. I don't need anybody else. somebody has pulled that on us already, and it ended up in the junk drawer.
We have Mark Phillips, producer of My Ghost Story. I'm Gene Steinberg with Chris O'Brien. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids. A novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail. Women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast with Mark Phillips. Right now we're answering your questions, and the one thing he mentioned there is, yeah, you can't fool them with Photoshop, because being a professional movie production company or a TV production company, they've got people on staff who will know. If you play with the pixels, they'll catch you.
I mean, that's what editors do. That's what I have some of the best editors in Los Angeles working on this show. And that's what they do. They, as editors, they play with pixels. So when somebody's playing pixels on us, we'll catch them. But you know what? The goofy stuff that's sent to us, you know, we get that out of the way long before we even get to the edit room.
Is it worth maybe a B show where you show the the flubs? It's kind of like the end of the movie Rush Hour, where all the flubs are being shown.
Gene, that's not a bad idea. Can I steal that from you?
If they steal everything from me, you might as well steal that, too. I've got a concept for a science fiction show, but I can't let you steal that.
That's actually a funny idea. The stories that didn't make my ghost story.
I can think of a few that we encounter on the Paracast, a few goofy photos and such. Then, in fact, before you came on, we were talking about a couple of really goofy ones, really poor attempts at Photoshopping.
Right.
You know, even the 10-year-old who knows how to do Photoshop now would do better than this. Let me ask you a question here from another listener named Pixel Smith. Speaking of pixels, he's a guy who pushes pixels for a living. Why are ghosts often depicted as wearing clothing of some sort?
Yeah, I knew that would come up.
That's funny. Sometimes that's the most significant part of it. You know, a man in a Victorian coat. The one that, here's a great story out of Oklahoma City of a woman who appears on a security camera and she's wearing a ball cap and like a Levi work shirt. And supposedly that's what she was wearing when she was in a car accident.
Is that the key here, that the ghosts will wear what they were wearing when they died?
That's correct.
Okay, so if it's bed clothes, maybe they died in a hospital room. So that's why, for example, on a TV show like Being Human, the woman who is the ghost, she's wearing the clothing she died in when she fell down the stairs.
I haven't seen that show, but yes. I'm presuming that. But also, you know, there's a lot more than just ghosts, at least on our show, appear not just as in the human form, but there's also all kinds of, you know, bizarre mists and orbs and multiple orbs and images inside orbs and all that kind of stuff. The most one of the freakiest ones was taken next to Sharon Tate's house, and it's a picture. One of the pictures is of an orb, and inside the orb is a little orb, as if the orb is pregnant, because as you know, Sharon Tate was pregnant when she was murdered.
I've been waiting for the ghost of Lady Godiva to be photographed. That would be good.
Yeah, or her horse. By the way, there's a number of great stories involving animals as well.
Sure. Well, tell us a couple.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a Marvel story out of Gettysburg with the mules that were pulling the wagons of dead and wounded soldiers. That's a good one. Probably one of the most personal ones, and it's a Christmas time story. Is, let me see if I can pull this out of my head.
That's okay. We are not putting you on trial, and therefore,
no,
if you
no, no.
Make
here's
a mistake.
A,
no, that's okay. If you make a mistake, we'll just rag on you in the forums.
It's a good story. And
sure.
It starts in Colorado with a woman who has this big, beautiful dog, and she's in the final stages of terminal cancer, and her friend from Los Angeles goes and visits her and is with her while she passes away. And just before she passed away, she said, "Would you please take care of my dog for me?" So our storyteller, who's actually a lawyer, she said, "Of course I will." And after she passes away, she takes the dog back to her home in Los Angeles. And that Christmas, which is just shortly after the woman passed away, the dog is always staring off into space and looking at, as if it's looking at something. And the dog sitter takes a bunch of pictures of the dog, and you can see that the dog, these shapes and images and orbs are in front of the dog, and he's just like looking at it. He can see it, but, and it's caught on camera, but it's a very, one of those sensitive and spiritual kind of stories.
You keep mentioning orbs. Many of our more skeptical listeners of the show are of a mind of totally dismissing orbs.
Dust particles and all that. Yeah, I know.
Where do you guys come down on that? I've heard you use that term several times. And
well, because there's so much of that stuff out there. We will never do a story where there is just a picture of an orb. Is it significant? Yeah, maybe. But it becomes more significant when there is something else that's been caught on camera or on audio, or there's some kind of presence that, you know. One of the things that I'm really pushing my staff to get is to try to find stories that have some kind of tactility to them, whereby there's an actual object. I'll give you the penny is a perfect example, because the woman had all the pennies in her hand and showing it to camera. But there's a story that we did, I believe it's out of New York City, where from a bar, and we have on tape, on security camera tape, in the middle of the night, this ashtray just leaps all by itself and smashes on the bar. Well, not only do we have the footage to show and the experiences that people have working at the bar, but they also brought in the broken pieces of of the ashtray. I love that kind of stuff.
That's what can possibly get rid of the deniers.
Well, you know, I give everybody the right to believe it or not. I mean, if you don't want to believe it, that's fine. I mean, I come down the middle myself on it. It's sometimes you see stuff that's hard to believe.
Yeah.
And sometimes you see stuff that you don't really see what other people are seeing in it. But if they see it, it's significant to them, and it's still a good story.
Now, our listeners will know why I'm asking this, and you may not, but I'll ask the question anyway. Have you explored instances of so-called spirit photography where somebody takes, say, a digital camera in an empty room and they take a picture and something appears on the print?
Well, I don't understand the significance of the question because that's what happens all the time. People take pictures in an empty room because...
Stuff shows up, yeah.
Because somebody's had an experience in that empty room and lo and behold, there's this unexplained mist or an apparition of a man with no head. I mean, you know...
So you're physically seeing nothing but the camera's catching it?
That's correct.
Okay, so this is happening to you fairly often. We've seen some instances where people report this, but it looks like they just took tiny stick figures and stuck them in front of the camera with their hand. So
I think that we would... We vet all the evidence pretty closely. That would never happen on our show.
A ridiculous question here. Why are ghosts so shy? What's all this flitting about? They don't like real people, live people?
I don't know.
Ask a ghost and they'll tell you. We'll find out more answers. We've got Mark Phillips, producer of My Ghost
That's
Story.
Funny.
I made him laugh the only time I'll make him laugh this episode. This is nothing to laugh about. If you want to contact us on Twitter, send us a tweet. Send it to The Paracast. The Paracast on Twitter. With Gene and Chris, you're in...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter, and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
We have the ghostly voice of Chris O'Brien speaking from an unknown location on a planet far, far away in another galaxy.
Well, I must say, before we get started on more questions here, that when I did my first real haunted site investigation, as a cameraman and more of a technician and someone that was there with some experience in the field to also vet evidence and help interview some of our principals in the pieces that we did, I went in very skeptical about the whole idea of haunted sites. And I felt that many of these locations and events could be explained. But I'll tell you, after spending a number of years in some of the more celebrated haunted sites around, I've done a 180. I really do feel that there is something to these particular location-specific sites that deserves scientific study. And I think we're seeing a result of that in the incredible amount of people that are fascinated by these subjects and why we have so many, why you've had such an upsurge in interest in this subject over the past 10 years. And Mark, I can't wait to find someone with a TV to check out your show. I've kind of banned TV from my house for a while. But I'm very intrigued in some of these accounts that you're mentioning. And I do think that it's important, as you've been stating, to vet this evidence, because you don't want it to come up behind you and bite you. So
exactly.
I think it's admirable on your part not to jump to conclusions and to really, CYA and dot your I's and cross your D's with this.
I mean, 2 weeks ago we were taping Storytellers, and lo and behold, the storyteller is a woman in her mid-40s in a police officer uniform, and she's the chief of police of a small, town. And she's telling us a ghost story and showing us this incredible security camera footage. And it took her a while to come around to, telling the story in public, because she's a police chief. But she believes the story that she told us. And it's an amazing story with amazing evidence.
Tell us
more. Another interesting story. This is relates to the guy who invented this full-spectrum camera. This is the guy who has his PhD in quantum physics, and he designs and manufactures medical devices. And and also devices for like for the CIA. I mean, he's a really, really smart dude. And he's expanding his business, so he moves into this warehouse. I'm trying to remember where it is. It's just south of, I think it's in Carson, California. And he sets up his security cameras and catches the most amazing stuff when he's checking the security cameras. Of chairs moving and of items on the desk moving around, all completely on their own. And he can't believe his eyes, but he's like, wow. And then he somehow gets a hold of who used to rent that space. And whoever rented the space before him, there were several employees who quit because all the stuff was happening in the middle of the night. And they actually moved away from this particular warehouse because it was so bloody haunted. So this particular fellow, who the PhD, he set about to invent a camera. He's still working on it, a full spectrum camera, and he's shown me some of the stuff that he's recorded. It's pretty amazing.
We could get this technology into a video camera. We might be able to detect a whole hidden world that's interacting with us and we don't even know it.
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be so?
Now, Mark, at all when you investigate these stories, these ghost stories, do you find other things happening in those communities? I'm talking about maybe UFO sightings, maybe strange creatures, stuff like that. Do you find that when something happens, it opens the dam, as they say?
Well, not in terms of UFO, but I'll give you a good example. One of our videographers who is like the field producer who we send out to locations, I explained that before, is named Steve Bowler. He's a wonderful, wonderful videographer. And we sent him to a story in Orange County, and he ended up being shoved and pushed, and he actually recorded apparitions on tape, you know, while he wasn't investigating anything. He was just shooting the B-roll, and this happened to him. And I actually went to the network, and I said, you know, we have sort of a story within a story here.
Yeah, really?
I said, you know, should we think about maybe putting this on the show? And then we all ruled against it because it's really breaking the fourth wall. We did produce Steve Bowler's story, and you can watch it at the bio website. It's about a 3 or 4 minute story.
So the key here is that you're investigating this stuff, but we can't include as part of your show stuff in which you or your other staff members are involved.
That's correct. Because we're not an investigatory show. We don't really. The only thing that we investigate is to make sure that we believe that the storytellers are telling us the truth and that the evidence that they're showing is something that they captured and didn't manufacture.
So you're the journalist, you're not the experiencer.
That's correct.
On the other hand, that raises another question here is, in the course of investigating all these things, have you or a member of your staff been hurt or touched, impacted in some way by some physical phenomenon?
Well, a number of our videographers who go out to the B-roll locations have had some scary things happen to them, but none of them have really wanted to talk about it in public. Steve Bowler, he did want to talk about it. So to answer your question, yes.
Now, what are we proving here or demonstrating by seeing ghosts? Are we really seeing images of dead people? Are we into a time portal? What ideas do you have about it?
Oh, boy. That's a hard question.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, and I don't know. I really don't know. You know what? I haven't really thought about it. I mean, a lot of the stories have either personal or historic significance to the storytellers. So I'm not quite sure what a time portal is.
It's like somebody lived in 1890. You're seeing the image of the person who lived in 1890, but it's not necessarily a ghost. You're seeing that person, the image being transported across time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
That's my science fiction bent. That's where I come up with stuff.
Yeah.
Course, that's the key here. Is this the afterlife? What are we seeing?
Yeah. That there are theories that try to explain that in terms of residual hauntings versus self-determined, self-determined intelligent forces. There are various classifications, I think, of haunted.
There are. We don't try to get that deep into it. Though I will tell you that producing in this particular arena has led me to another interesting arena that's adjacent to it, and that is reincarnation. And it's actually a project that I'm developing called Our Past Lives, and it explores storytellers' past lives.
Yeah, and there's some really good ones out.
And the significance of their past life on the present life.
And like children having an incredible knowledge of a person or a time frame that they could possibly have intellectually known based on their
There's a classic story of, in fact, was turned into a book of this kid who has this ongoing dream of yelling, I'm hit, fire, fire, I'm hit. And knows the word corsair. What's a corsair? And the father hears this kid talking about this stuff, and he starts exploring. And a corsair, as you may or may not know, was a World War II airplane, F-4U Corsair, made by Chance Vought. And to make a long story short, this kid... even the family believes is the reincarnated pilot of a particular Corsair that crashed into the bay at the Iwo Jima.
Oh boy!
During the
that's a way to end a segment, isn't it, folks? Mark Phillips joins us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.